With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're really excited to have our next guest on the line as well on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from beautiful downtown Cleveland. It's Charles Davis. We know him from CBS Sports, but he is going to be working the desk for the NFL Network on the draft. Charles, thanks for joining us on the show today, and thanks for being in Cleveland today. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I hope you guys are terrific, and everyone continuing to battle through as we believe we're seeing some light at the end of the pandemic, and hopefully that's really true, and we can get there fast. And how great is it to be in Cleveland for the draft, coming off of a playoff team, and the enthusiasm and the Cleveland people? I'm pretty pumped. I think we all are to be here.
Charles, we want to make sure the hospitality has been good. Did you have a good meal last night? You're planning on any of our...
I got in too late for that, but okay. I got to my room and had a nice little welcome basket from the wonderful people in Cleveland and Mr. and Mrs. Haslam. So you can't really beat that. That's a pretty nice way to say hello.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Charles, we're used to having a top 10 pick. We're not sure what to do.
Strange. You get all this time before you have to pick, and the whole deal just gives you more time to party and tailgate and do whatever it is that you can do, depending on what the proper CDC guidelines are and everything. But, put your feet up for a little while, okay? You know, kick back and relax and enjoy it. See how the other half lives.
So we are used to the other half, and the story that came out this morning about Urban Meyer not—he's got it down to three. Are you kidding? So he said Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, or Justin Fields. Urban's from Cleveland, but man, he wasn't born. I don't know if he wasn't born Sunday or yesterday or whatever the joke is there. But I'm not buying any of that.
No, what's there to buy? I mean, I think he's having a good time with it and enjoying it. What that is one massive wink at all of us, right? You know, this is not one of those ones where even the league can say, hey, guys, can you make sure you kind of hold it close to the vest and build up the suspense for the first pick so when we get there, everyone knows, really, one and two, the draft starts at three. Like, that's where the suspense builds up, and it starts at three, not necessarily a quarterback. It's a quarterback, you know? And then you go to four and five. That's where the intrigue kicks in. But I think he's having a fun time with it. He knows he's got his guy. I mean, they've had that in mind for a while. And let's face it, from the time he called him and said, hey, why don't you throw early and get your surgery so we can come down and watch you, it's pretty well been locked in.
Charles, what do you think of this quarterback group? There's a lot of buzz. They could go, top three, top four, who knows?
Yeah.
Is the league just in a place where they need the quarterback so badly, or are these guys that good?
I think that they're that good, but you're exactly right about need. I mean, there's always a need or a chance to upgrade. And remember how we talked about selecting quarterbacks, and you better get it right, otherwise you hurt your franchise for the next. Remember that one?
Yeah, it says that on the Welcome to Cleveland sign. We just took it down last year.
Yeah, you've pretty much got it. It's not even fine print. It's right there where we can all see it. But remember a couple of years ago, the Cardinals moved up to number 10 and took Josh Rosen. And the very next year at one, they took Kyler Murray and jettisoned Josh Rosen. That's when we knew for real that the money doesn't hamstring you the way it used to. So if you're not getting the play you want or you think that you have to upgrade at that position, you're not kicked out of it. Look at Carolina at eight. They made the big move for Sam Darnold, right? You would think we were done talking about it. We're still talking about a quarterback, Carolina. And that's not just speculation. That could be real. It tells you how things change. So, yeah, if you're the quarterback, you're not necessarily assured of getting it for a certain amount of time. You better be ready right away.
Charles Davis will be working for NFL Network on the draft. Also, we know from CBS Sports as well. It's going to happen at 3. What's San Francisco going to do? What do you think?
God, I wish I could clear the cloud in my crystal ball here on this one. And for some reason, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan won't call me back. Let me know. I don't know why.
That's weak. That is
yeah,
weak.
I mean, the phone lines must really be down in San Francisco. But we know it's quarterback. I would take, you know, let's say the speculation we're hearing is true. It's Mac Jones or Trey Lance, right? I'm taking Trey Lance. Okay, that's me. But the reason Mac Jones is in this spot is there's a specific set. I sound like Brian Mills. A specific set of skills that Mac Jones possesses that Kyle Shanahan wants. I don't know if it's the processing of pre-snap to post-snap. I don't know if it's the accuracy part of it. The ability to run that stretch offense that Matt Ryan became so proficient at doing in Atlanta and won an MVP. All those things go into it. Because if you're just stacking them up 1 through 5, the consensus is Mac Jones is the 5th quarterback. You'll have some people say he's their 3rd. You have some people say he's their 4th. But overall, he's the consensus number 5 quarterback if you take the experts and put it across the board. So why him at 3 as opposed to other guys? It's because Kyle has enough confidence in himself. He doesn't care what other people think. And there's certain things that he wants. And if he gets those, he doesn't care what anyone else thinks. And you have to give him credit for having that confidence. And by the way, his track record's pretty good that way too.
Charles, is there a guy in this draft offensively, other than a quarterback, who you think, yep, this guy's a big time player?
Well, I mean, Pitts is the one that we've all talked about, and I don't think there's any reason not to say that. I mean, he's the guy that you can move around all over the place. He'll be flexed out. He can come in line and block and do those things, but you won't have him do a ton of that because he's much more valuable to you as a true weapon, as a true receiver, whether he's in the slot, whether he's out wide by himself. I mean, watch what Darren Waller's doing now with the Raiders. You know, he said, remember Darren Waller was a former wide receiver in college who grew bigger, but now he runs a lot of one-on-one routes. Gronk did it in his prime and did it quite well. And heck, Super Bowl against Seattle. Remember right before the half, that one-on-one against K.J. Wright? It was a big, big-time route, like a receiver. Kellen Winslow Sr. is kind of like the patron saint for me of these guys, kind of started the whole process. But Pitts would be that guy. And you know, I know it's been said a million times, but I don't know how you can avoid saying it again. He's a legit item in my book.
All right, let's turn to the Browns because I keep looking at this draft saying, okay, if the Browns don't need a wide receiver, which I'm hoping they don't want to take a wide receiver in the first round, and they don't need a quarterback, you might be able to eliminate 10 of the spots ahead of them on the best defensive players that are there. And so just your thoughts on what the Browns might do, and does that, you know, I think that puts them in the world of we can get one of the next 16 best players in the league. Coming out of college.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you've laid it out perfectly. And it will be interesting to see how it all breaks down and what happens ahead of them. But they have options. And I know people keep talking about, well, they signed Clowney, so that takes them out of edge. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for 1 second for this reason. I think Clowney's a 1-year deal. The other part is, what have people gotten out of Clowney in recent years in terms of sack numbers? They're not huge. Plays a run better than he gets credit for, and he's going to play hard. But you're thinking long-haul guy that you're going to need opposite Myles Garrett. So edge rusher's still very much in play to me. I think second-level defender, second-level linebacker, you know, you're thinking Jason Phillips will continue to develop. But, boy, a Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah from Notre Dame who can flat out fly, he would be a nice piece. So would a Zaven Collins, I think, from Tulsa. Another nice piece who can also add some pass rush pressure for you as well. You know, you don't need safeties anymore. Great in free agency. Grant Delpit coming back off of injury. I think those guys can form a heck of a duo back there. I still don't think corner is totally out of line as well. I think that down the line you're going to look at some corners. I wouldn't be surprised if brought in some of them to bolster some depth for that position.
Charles, what do you think of the Browns front office and the approach that they've been using since they've taken over?
It's been off the charts good. You know, and the reason it's been good is not only has it been good in terms of drafting, free agency, paying off in wins, but you have harmony. You have a head coach and a general manager that we don't know what they do behind closed doors, and we don't want to know what they do behind closed doors. But you can feel the respect, can't you? You can feel the admiration for each other. Doesn't mean they agree with each other all the time, but when they hammer out a decision, it's going to come as a unified front. You don't have that sniping from, well, he wanted this guy and I wanted that guy. You don't have any of that stuff. And it's not that John Dorsey did a horrendous job. He put some pretty good talent on that roster. But the disharmony still continued to exist. You didn't feel like everyone was working in the same direction, the same goals. I believe you've got that in whatever factor you want to give it. By a factor of 1,000, you have that harmony, understanding, and it is a very professional front office now.
Let me throw this one to you. Baker Mayfield had his fifth-year option picked up last week.
Yeah.
You know, the Browns, a lot of Browns fans would like to see him signed long-term. Do you think that's going to happen anytime soon? Do you think the salary cap will have that? Do you think that you've got two other quarterbacks who are kind of in the same boat as him as far as long-term extensions are concerned? How that's going to play into Baker's future?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see the contract happen. That was one of John Dorsey's inspired moves because Baker Mayfield, I thought going into it, and it's one of the stories I tell people all the time where you have to trust yourself a little bit. The first mock draft I did that year, I wrote in Baker Mayfield to Cleveland. And then I let myself get talked out of it. That was on me, okay? Because I thought he fit everything. I thought he fit the city. I thought the city would embrace him and his style. I thought he was a good player that would work, you know, really well there. And then, of course, they had the issue right out of the gate, which I never did understand, which was he's not going to compete for the starting job. I just don't understand that when I take a quarterback at one. I thought Cincinnati handled it so well. Joe Burrow's our quarterback about the time they handed him the jersey. You know, like who are we kidding?
Yeah.
Let's just get right to it. And I thought that was a setback that they didn't need to have. And it's the type of setback you won't have with this front office in the future.
All right, Charles, we know you got to run here. Anything you're going to be doing in Cleveland outside of football? You got any time to do anything? Especially go get a good meal somewhere.
I wish. I absolutely wish. But then again, I don't as well. I'm just excited to be doing the draft. We're doing Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft show tonight. And then we'll be doing the draft Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And that's why we're here. And the next time I come to Cleveland, I'll do a bunch of other stuff. But this time, it's all football all the time. Because the next time I come, I expect it will be maskless. We'll be fully vaccinated. We'll be able to get around. I can go see everything, the Rock and Roll Museum and the Fire Museum and everything else that's here.
Outstanding. Charles, thank you for your time. We always appreciate it. Enjoy your time here in Cleveland. We're going to try to keep the rain away from you tomorrow night, especially.
I
thanks, Charles.
I appreciate that, but we'll handle whatever comes our way. Cleveland's fantastic. You guys be good.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it. Charles Davis, you get to watch him on Sundays on CBS Sports, and, of course, you'll see him on the NFL Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.